Ghoulish greetings, everyone. The tunes are courtesy of the amazing Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Hey, it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away? Everyone knows that you couldn't bear the pain, so you took your life in the pouring rain.
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift, whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from Pawtucket, Rhode Island to fuck it, Thailand, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from desolate desert to tiny village and everything in between, it is greatly appreciated.
Round of applause. This week's city shout out goes to
Wasilla, Alaska, Butte, Montana, Fishers, Indiana, Georgetown, Texas, Lowestoft, England, and Eagan, Minnesota. Now, before we dive into things, I just need to warn people ahead of time that Teresa took me to another concert. We went last night, saw Vented, Static X, and Mudvayne, and I screamed a little too loud, but the show must go on. So I just want you to know why my voice might sound a little shitty. Because it's sore, baby. But anyways, today we dive deep, deep into Vampire Serial Killers Part 3. Now Part 1, Episode 303, Reign of Horror, was about Peter Curtin and Fritz Harman. Part 2, Episode 326, Reign of Horror, was about Richard Chase, Joaquin Nychala, and Wayne Bowden. And today we have a whole new lineup of killers, and their tells, well, they're terrifying to say the least. Now, first up is Ion Rimaru, and he was a Romanian serial killer known as the Vampire of Bucharest. Now, he would go on to attack several women, murdered at least four women, and this began in 1970 and it ended the following year. And mind you, all of the murders took place in 1971. Rimaru came from a dysfunctional home. To hear his mom and dad fight, well, for him and his brothers, this was a normal thing. It happened every single day. Fights, fights, fights. It was not a quiet home. Mom and dad, thankfully, finally split up. That would be for the best, no doubt about it. Now, years after his father's death, a deep, deep dark secret would be revealed. It turns out that Ion's father himself was a fucking serial killer. He committed the murders during World War II, 1944. Now, eerily enough, father and son each claimed four victims. Now, sadly enough, the father, he left evidence behind, but it wouldn't come to light until years after his death. So much for justice. Historic Mysteries shares a timeline of his crimes, including attacks and murders. So on April 8th of 1970, he brutally attacks a young woman named Elena Oprea. Just as he was attempting to rape her, a neighbor comes to the rescue. Thank God. Now 7.5 weeks later, on June 1st, he beats a woman named Florica into unconsciousness. He takes her to a nearby cemetery, and unfortunately, no Good Samaritan will come to Florica's aid, at least in time. Now, at the cemetery, he proceeds to beat her, rape her, stab her, drink her blood, and eventually, a truck driver passing through the area stops this ever-so-brutal attack, and she lives to see another day. Now, 7 weeks later, on July 19th, he rapes a woman named Olga. Like the two victims before her, she thankfully survives this ever so brutal assault. We now find ourselves in 1971. This is the year that things kind of escalate, but it takes some time. So February 15th, he attacks Georgita, who thankfully also survives. His attacks are now becoming more frequent, as it's just 2 days later, you guys, when he attacks Elisabetta. She survives. The following month, he would commit his first known murder when he takes Fanica's life on March 4th. Now, on April 8th, he commits his second murder, Georgita Popa. She endures a savage and brutal beating by the budding serial killer. He stabs her, sucks her blood in the process, and it was a major overkill as he stabbed her close to 50 times. I would really hope that death was sudden for her, but like 50 stabs in, dude, she's already gone, you know? On May 1st, he attacks a woman who thankfully survives again. This surviving thing, that's great. He breaks the murderous cycle as she survives. If only for a moment, though. On May 4th, mind you, just 3 days after his last attack, he rapes and murders a woman named Mihaela Ursu. And this is interrupted, and he flees. But he's not satisfied, because hours later, he attacks another woman, Maria, who's badly injured, but she's able to escape. Now, 2 days later, on May 6th and 7th, he attacks two other women, Fajrika and Elena. Both women survive, and his attacks on his victims, they're ever so brutal. His weapon of choice was his teeth, biting their breasts, and he also enjoyed using an axe on his victims. He also, disgustingly, engaged in necrophilia. A truly sick and demented individual. But seeing where he came from at home, I'm not saying it's a good excuse, because it's not. I was treated like shit in school, and I didn't go and shoot my school up. You know, you deal with your shitty times in life, and hopefully the good outweigh the shitty, and you go on with your life. I know it's easier said than done. I still get depressed about being bullied, but, you know, it's just like, okay, yeah, so mom and dad fought every day, and it is weird that his dad ended up being a serial killer too. Like, I don't know if there was something more to that or not, but either way, vampire dude, necrophilia, rapist, not good. So at his murder trial, Ion Rimaru, he said this, quote, "I hit another woman several times without being able to specify how many shots I probably gave, 2 or 3 strokes, then took her, dragging her in the yard of a house where we found the gate open. I sat her down on the concrete. I undressed her, tearing her clothes or cutting them with a knife. Then I raped her. During intercourse, I bit the woman's chest." Okay, so first of all, my man, it's not intercourse if it's rape, right? Intercourse, it's consensual. 2 consenting adults. So he's handed the death sentence, thank God, right? TrueCrimeArchives.blog talks about this execution. Quote, "Ion Rimaru's life concluded on October 23rd, 1971, the same month he was born. His final moments arrived swiftly and decisively, a stark contrast to the prolonged terror he inflicted upon Bucharest. Rimaru's sentence was carried out by firing squad, a common method of capital punishment in Romania at that time. The precise details surrounding his execution remain shrouded in secrecy, typical of such state-sanctioned events during that era. The location, the number of executioners, and the immediate aftermath are largely undocumented and unavailable to the public." Next up is Leszek Pekalski. He's a Polish serial killer, better known as the Vampire of Bytow. His killings start in 1984, and they go on until 1992. Leszek admitted to 80 murders, and it's believed the number is closer to 17, which is still a lot. One victim is one too many, obviously. While he admits to 80, he later recants it. Now, sadly, he is only charged with one murder. He told the judge at his trial, quote, "I'm a gullible man, and I was easily persuaded by what the officers had told me. I'm mentally weak, and if somebody pushes me, I break down. Then I admit to things I have never done. I have never killed anyone. I am so scared." The prosecutor threatened that the victim's families or the public would kill me if I'm acquitted or get a mild sentence. He yelled at me and told me to confess everything. Poor baby, you know, I feel so bad for him, said no one ever. And I hate to say this, that he is still alive and kicking. Where most of my vampire serial killers were mostly executed, right? He is still alive, unlike his victims. And I saw that this monster was scheduled to be released in 2017. There's no updates on this dude. I try to look to see where he is these days. Is he still locked up? You know, was he denied parole or whatever? Where is he? If so, if he has been released, has he gone down that crooked path again that got him in prison in the first place? I mean, to me, and again, this is just my opinion, it's crazy that a serial killer can be given a chance of freedom. That should not even be on the table. That should not be an option or a possibility. Only in his wildest dreams should that exist. I mean, seriously, can you imagine knowing someone who is the victim of a serial killer? Then adding insult to injury, the serial killer is now a free man or woman just roaming the streets? It's like, should we summon Dexter Morgan? Kind of reminds me of the Ken and Barbie murders, right? Like Carla Homolka, the serial killer. She's as free as a bird, while her partner in crime, not so much. But, you know, she had the chance and succeeded. This monster was able to get married, have children, which is disturbing to me, seeing that her children are probably the ages of her victims, including her very own sister. Heinously disgusting. Serial killers roaming free? Where's the justice in that? I have a friend who was murdered, raped and murdered by a serial killer in 2006. And I cringe thinking that this monster could possibly be out. He's not, thank God, but wouldn't that be something? Yikes. Now, like Leszek, this next monster, Zdzisław Marczewski, mentioned him in the past, I believe. He was also a Polish serial killer. He was dubbed the Vampire of Zagłębie. And in a 6-year period, he would go on to murder at least 14 women, the attacks ever so brutal. Now, his home life, his father, he loved the women, and it showed. He had married several times, he had 4 children, and a result of those marriages. Now, unfortunately, this would be a bizarre family affair. You know how some families gather around the table for their nightly dinners or for game night where you're guaranteed a barrel of laughs? Well, this dysfunctional-as-ever family committed murders and crimes together. Each sibling had some part in these heinous murders. Now, Zdzisław, he was absolutely the mastermind, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but my oh my, did his siblings participate? Now, I don't know if mom and dad did too, I never saw anything about that. But his siblings did. Even his half-sister Helena had in her possession items that belonged to the murder victims. Sadly, she would only get 3 years, a little tiny slap on the wrist if you ask me. People with a little marijuana on them get more than that. So, while there is no proof that he committed rape on his victims, like the Romanian serial killer Ion, the Vampire of Zagłębie did dabble in necrophilia acts. So, on April 26th of 1977, Zdzisław and his brother Jan are executed an hour from the other for their serial murders. Their brother Henrik got 25 years. The two hanged murderers were buried in a cemetery specifically for bad guys and gals. And in fact, he is buried next to a fellow Polish serial killer, Bogdan Arnold, who in an 8-month period murdered at least 4 women. He himself was executed via hanging 9-ish years earlier in late 1968. I mean, in less than a year, he murdered 4 women in 8 months? To me, that's just wild. Like, what was he doing before that? To go from a normal human being to saying, hey, I want to kill people, and then kill people in just a few months. Like, that's weird. But again, justice done. Both of these monsters executed. Yes. And the final vampire serial killer for today is Petros Koalaxidis, dubbed the Vampire of Hamilos. Petros, he was a Russian-born Greek serial killer who murdered at least 5 women. All unlucky ladies were either his wife or girlfriend. So much for true love and happily ever after and finding the one. Soulmates? Uh-uh. Not in this dude's vocabulary, that's for sure. So murders that we know of began in 1917 and comes to an abrupt screeching halt in 1930. Petros, he was a charmer, Casanova, if you will. It really wasn't hard for him to find company of the opposite sex at all, but he loved women way too much and often grew tired of the lady he was currently shacked up with. Instead of just, like, you know, dumping her, he chose another route. So Petros, he marries a young woman named Kyria Kola, and they reside for a short time in a small village. Well, not much time goes by when he finds himself in trouble and landing himself in jail. A fight with a local will do that to you. I mean, it must have been quite a fight, as his sentence was 3.5 years, but sadly, his behavior leaves a good impression on those responsible for his freedom, and he has an early release. Bad mistake. Huge. Huge. This will prove to be a fatal mistake. Sadly, several women will pay the price of his early release with their lives, including his own wife, Kyria Kola. Now, mind you, he always had an excuse as to why the victim died. Some are darn right ridiculous, especially one, and you'll find out why. The first 2 victims, 2 young ladies named Christina and Anatolia, supposedly died from influenza. Okay, then. Now, almost immediately after he was released, his bride, well, she's found, deceased. When he's asked about his wife's death, he shared that she was so excited that he was released, that she was so overjoyed she couldn't contain her excitement, and she has a seizure which resulted in her death. Any of you buying that? Anyone? You? You? You back there? Yeah, me either. No. But believe it or not, his story is actually believed by the authorities. It's really a crying shame. If they took this death more seriously, other women's lives would have been spared. But no such luck. Now, a few months later, he marries again, this time to the village priest's daughter, a girl named Despina. And it's not too long after this marriage that she is found, like the wife before her, dead. This time he gives the excuse that she died from stomach cancer. Again, he is believed. Didn't know he was a doctor. Are you guys seeing a cycle yet? Murder. Give some story to throw people off. Doesn't matter if it's ridiculous. Get away with it. Repeat. Come on. So Petros, he marries for a 3rd time, this time to a woman named Efthima. They move to Bulgaria and they begin a life there. But like his 2 other severely failed marriages, this one too finds itself extremely short-lived, the expiration date being right around the corner. So his new bride is found, brutally murdered. Now the others, I don't know if he just like poisoned them or what. Because like, how can he say that she had a seizure, boom, done. Stomach cancer, boom, done. You know what I mean? And so, but this one, it was very obvious that it was foul play. Her body was discovered in an abandoned air raid shelter. Now, unlike the other times, Petros, he did not have some type of goofy story slash excuse to share as to why she died. And another thing, he hightailed it out of there, where he stuck around in the other cases. He was nowhere in sight this time. This was highly suspicious, and soon he was on their radar. He was a wanted man, thank God. So a search in his home really didn't help his case, man. I mean, there was bloody evidence that was discovered, among other things, that screamed, I'm guilty. And the hunt was on for this monster wife killer. and an arrest warrant was issued. So he moves to a nearby village, and he had a new victim in his sights. And he was yay close to getting married. Again. He was unstoppable. Or he thought so. So thankfully, the soon-to-be and most likely victim's father was very protective over his daughter. He did not trust her suitor one bit. Every fiber of this gentleman's being screamed at him, telling him, "Stranger danger! Something is wrong with this dude." And he conducts his very own investigation on this man who is moving his way into his life, about to be his son-in-law, about to be his daughter's husband. He asks nearby villagers and locals, including police, about this mysterious and strange man. And through this, he finds out that he has a arrest warrant out and that he's wanted for murder. Not just any murder, but the senseless killing of his very own wife. He talks to authorities and he takes the authorities to the killer, knowing exactly where he's at because he was with, you guessed it, his daughter. And this monster is finally arrested. Finally. Unbelievable. So much hurt and killing done when it could have all stopped after, I have to say, the third murder because, well, really after the first two with the influenza. But come on, she had a seizure because she was so excited to see him? Stupid. Simply stupid. So in 1931, Petros was found guilty, and he, along with three other men, were executed by firing squad. The crime's not connected, obviously, as the other three men, their crimes were connected. They were executed for their part in the murder of an army officer. But again, bye, sayonara, adios. I honestly couldn't find a reason why this individual was considered a vampire killer. I couldn't find details on the murders or how the bodies were found or really anything at all. But something happened where he was dubbed the Vampire of Hamilos. So there you have it. I have no clue. But very interesting stuff and very heartbreaking that it could have all been avoided. Really. Rape. Murder. Necrophilia. Sucking of blood. These men. No. Scratch that. A real man would not do this. These monsters roam the earth, preying on unsuspecting human beings, and they will continue doing so, and nothing but justice and the noose and firing squad can stop them.
And that concludes another fantastic podcast. Legend has it, if you don't tune in, I'll be returning to haunt you. Mwahaha. So make sure to tune in for the next episode.
Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They're all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single damn one yet? Well, really, there's no need to cry about it. Sincerely, you can binge listen to your heart's fright and delight by hitting up any of those podcast platforms such as Downcast, CastBox, Deezer, Spotify, Player FM. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers podcasts lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone. And I will be in Tombstone next week. But have no fear, that just means next week's episode, we will all find ourselves in good old Arizona.
See you next week.
Oh, that hurt. Ouch.